All right, so get this. The CEO of Y Combinator, right? He said that AI wrote like 95% of the code for about a quarter of their startups they're funding now.
Wow.
Like, seriously, like, just let that sink in for a minute, you know?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show where we just dig into all this crazy stuff that's happening in our world. And today we're talking about something that's changing everything. Artificial intelligence, like how AI is completely changing the game when it comes to the work that we do, you know, knowledge work.
Yeah, I think what's so fascinating is not just that AI is doing something, but like how much it's doing and how quickly things are changing. This isn't like, you know, robots doing factory work, right? Mm-hmm. This is AI actually changing what it means to be a professional in fields that we thought, you know, only humans could do.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the big ideas that kept coming up in all the research we did for this episode, this deep dive, was this thing called the Great Hollowing Out. It's basically saying that all those middle-level jobs, the skilled professionals like software developers, executive assistants, even copywriters, they're getting squeezed, like, from both sides. Mm-hmm. We read articles, expert analyses, all that stuff, you know, and we're really trying to understand, like, what is this hollowing out all about? What is this barbell effect everyone's talking about? And most importantly, for you, dear listener, what does this mean for your career, for like the companies you work for? So the whole point of this deep dive is to give you the need to know info, but not like overwhelm you.
Right.
Just clear, simple, and useful stuff so you can get your head around this massive shift that's happening and how work gets done, you know, all this modern workplace stuff.
Yeah. And if you really think about it, you know, this isn't just about technology changing, right? This is about how we create value, how we earn money. It's like the whole professional world is getting reshaped.
Yeah.
Anyone who's thinking about their career, anyone who's managing a team, like they need to understand what this hollowing out really means.
Yeah, for sure. So let's just dive right in. You know, what is this great hollowing out thing? How is it actually working?
Well, at its core, the reason this is happening is because AI is just getting so good at doing the predictable stuff. Like the work that follows a pattern. You know, the kind of things a lot of mid-level professionals used to do, like writing basic code, scheduling meetings, managing emails, even producing, you know, standard marketing materials. And AI can do a lot of this stuff really well. And it's getting better all the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I mean, we found some pretty wild examples, like companies are hitting serious revenue, right? Like $10 million a year, sometimes with tiny teams, less than 10 people even. And it's not like the work just went away, right?
No, absolutely not.
Like software development is still super complex.
Right. It's just that now they've got AI tools that can handle a lot of that basic coding work.
Right.
So you don't need a whole team of mid-level developers to do it anymore. Those small teams can do way more with, well, less people.
Right. And this isn't just happening in tech. Like even executive assistants are feeling it. You know, the EA, who always knows what's going on, manages the crazy calendar, books all the travel and answers all the emails. AI is getting really good at that stuff.
Yeah. It's like the baseline for what an EA can do is just rising, you know, and that puts a lot of pressure on anyone who is relying on those skills that AI can now do just as well or even better.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, even in creative fields, AI is changing things like copywriting. AI can pump out pretty decent blog posts, emails, social media posts, all that. And that's a problem for a lot of copywriters who are, you know, doing consistently good work, but maybe not like award winning, super creative stuff.
And what's really striking is that we're seeing this in so many different fields.
Yeah.
It's not just like one or two industries. It's that middle level, not quite entry level, not quite at the top, you know, where people used to build their careers, that's really feeling it.
So that brings us to this barbell effect, right? What does that even look like in the real world?
Think about an actual barbell, right? You got the weight on either end connected by this thinner bar in the middle. That's kind of what the workforce is starting to look like. On one side, you've got those high-level thinkers, the strategists, the big-picture people, the ones who can build these complex systems, connect with the right people, and tell a story that makes everyone want to listen. AI is not that great at that stuff, you know, not yet anyway.
Right, so those are the visionaries, the leaders, right? And what's on the other end? The other weight of the barbell.
Yeah, so on the other side, you have the people who really get AI. We can call them AI orchestrators. Mm-hmm. They know how to use all these AI tools. They know how to make them work for them, to be more productive, to make your teams more efficient. They may not have decades of experience in one specific field, but they know how to use AI to get stuff done.
Okay, so the weight's moving to the top, the leaders, and the bottom, the AI people. What about everyone in the middle?
Yeah, so the middle, the people who were mostly focused on just getting the work done, executing but not really doing a lot of strategy or using AI, that's where things are getting really thin. And that's a big problem for how companies work and how people learn and grow in those companies.
Yeah, because the way it used to work was you'd come in at the bottom, learn the ropes, work your way up, right? Get more experience, more expertise as you moved up the ladder. What happens when those middle rungs start to disappear?
You end up with this huge gap between the people at the bottom who know how to use AI tools, but maybe not the big picture, and the people at the top who are making the big decisions, but maybe don't know all the details anymore.
Right.
And it also messes up how companies pass down knowledge. Like before, you learn from the people above you, watching them work, getting mentored. But if those people aren't there anymore.
Yeah, that whole apprenticeship thing, learning by doing, it's not really working the same way anymore, is it?
Right. So some companies are trying new things. Some are trying to give their new hires a taste of the strategy stuff early on, rotating them through different roles. Some are trying to write down all the knowledge that used to get passed down informally, trying to capture it in a system or something.
Sure.
But it's definitely a challenge.
For sure. So let's talk about a specific job, just to make this real, software development, especially since we started with that crazy stat about Y Combinator. How are actual developers dealing with all this AI stuff?
Well, it seems like they're starting to chill out a bit, Like at first, everyone was freaking out that robots were going to take their jobs. But now it's more like, okay, AI is a tool. It's a really powerful tool, but it's like a really smart teammate, not a replacement.
Right.
So now it's less about trying to write more code than the AI or being a better coder and more about using AI to do the boring stuff and focusing on the bigger picture, the architecture, the problem solving.
Gotcha. And that whole career path from junior dev to senior dev, it's shrinking too, right? Like that middle part is getting squeezed out.
Exactly. Companies really want the people who can design and build those big complex systems, the architects.
Yeah.
And they want the people who can really use AI, the AI orchestrators. But that traditional mid-level dev who just implements stuff, that's where AI is really making a difference.
So it's less about writing the code and more about knowing what code needs to be written and then telling the AI how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. The developers who are going to thrive, they're the ones who can use AI to do more, to focus their creativity on the stuff that only humans can do.
Yeah.
And, if you're a developer, especially if you're in that middle level, you really got to think about what makes you valuable. Is it your knowledge of systems, your ability to understand what the business needs, your ability to use AI to actually build stuff?
Okay, so this brings up a point that came up a lot in our research, this idea of the disappearing trenches. What does that even mean?
Oh, yeah. So this came from a story about a senior partner at a big accounting firm. He was worried about where the future leaders of the firm were going to get their experience. Like, they need that hands-on experience, being in the trenches, making decisions, learning from mistakes. But AI is taking over a lot of those basic tasks, not just in accounting, but in law, medicine, software development, all sorts of fields.
Right. Like those entry-level jobs where you learn the ropes, they're kind of disappearing.
Exactly. So if you're a young person thinking about going into one of these fields, you got to ask yourself, is it worth it to invest all that time and money in education if those mid-level jobs aren't there anymore? How are you going to pay off your loans? How are you going to get the experience you need to move up?
And it's not as simple as just learn to code, right? Because like you said, even coding is getting automated now.
Right, exactly. So we could end up with a whole bunch of people with fancy degrees who can't find jobs, And then there's the whole thing about, what happens when we don't have enough experienced people? If no one's doing those mid-level jobs, who's going to be the next generation of experts?
Right. And we even heard a story about a copywriter mid-career. She's seeing AI take over her work, and she's like, I'm too old to start over, but I'm not specialized enough to compete with AI. It's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah, it is. And that's where all these ideas about universal basic income start to sound less like crazy talk, If a lot of people can't find jobs, we got to figure out how to take care of them.
Right. So are companies doing anything to address this eating our seed corn problem?
Well, some are experimenting, having junior people work with AI, but under the supervision of senior people so they can still learn, Some are trying to change what those mid-level jobs are all about. Instead of doing the technical work that AI can do, they're focusing more on understanding what the AI is saying and, building relationships with clients.
Okay, so they're trying stuff, but it sounds like it's still pretty early days.
Yeah, definitely.
So one of the really scary things that came up in our research is this idea of an expertise vacuum. And this isn't just about people losing their jobs, right? It's something even weirder.
Right. It's like companies are using AI more and more, but they're also getting rid of the experts who actually understand the stuff the AI is working on. So they become dependent on the AI, but they don't have anyone to check if it's doing the right thing.
Like, the AI spits out some fancy analysis, but no one knows if it's actually right or if it makes sense.
Exactly. And that's dangerous, right? You need someone to say, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right based on what I know. Or did you even think about this other thing that could be important?
Yeah, like if the AI is wrong, no one knows.
Right. And then it becomes this, the computer says no kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary because the people who control the AI, they have all the power.
There was this story about a marketing team that got this customer segmentation analysis from AI, and they knew it was wrong, like based on their experience, but they didn't know enough about the stats to actually prove it.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. It's like you can't trust your gut anymore, but you also don't have the knowledge to challenge the AI.
Yeah.
So you just have to accept what it says, even if you know it's wrong.
Right. So it sounds like we need more experts, not fewer, even if the AI is doing more of the work.
Exactly. We need people who can understand the AI, but also the subject matter. People who can say, hold on, that doesn't make sense, and actually explain why.
And companies need to think about that, right? They can't just focus on efficiency. They got to make sure they're not losing all the knowledge they need to actually make good decisions.
Yeah, if they don't, they're going to be in trouble.
Mm.
The future belongs to the people who can think for themselves, even when the AI is telling them what to do.
So just to be clear, this whole hollowing out thing, this isn't just happening in a few industries. It's happening everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like all those research reports from McKinsey, they're saying that AI, especially this generative AI stuff, is changing all kinds of knowledge work. And it's happening faster than we thought.
Right. And it's hitting those jobs that require education the hardest, which is kind of ironic, right? Like you go to school, get a degree, and then AI comes along. And
yeah, it's like the rules of the game are changing.
There was that story about the marketing strategist mid-career, and she's watching a new grad use ChatGPT to do basically the same work she does, but in like half the time. It's got to be scary for people who are in the middle of their careers.
Yeah.
It is.
And it's almost like the more experience you have, the harder it is to adapt.
Mm, that's interesting.
Like AI is giving the biggest boost to people who are just starting out. It's almost like experience isn't as valuable as it used to be.
We're seeing that in software development too, right? Like with GitHub Copilot and stuff.
Exactly. And in customer service even.
Mm.
It's like the AI is making everyone a little bit of an expert. So what does that mean for the people who've spent years becoming experts?
Right. It's a good question. And McKinsey is saying this is all going to happen even faster than they thought.
Yeah. They're saying that half of what we do now could be automated by 2045. And for knowledge work, is probably going to be even sooner.
So people don't have a lot of time to figure this out.
No, they don't.
So if you're in that middle level, you know, mid-career, what can you do? Like, what's the plan?
You got to think differently about what you bring to the table. Like, what makes you valuable in a world where AI can do a lot of what you do? We saw three big things that are still going to be important. First, you got to be able to use AI strategically, like knowing what to ask it, knowing how to interpret the results, and knowing when it's wrong.
Okay.
Second, you got to focus on the stuff AI can't do, like empathy, ethics, building relationships, all that human stuff.
Yeah, right. The soft skills.
Right. And third, you got to be able to connect the dots, you know, to bring together the humans and the AI to actually get stuff done.
Like that financial analyst who stopped just crunching numbers and started figuring out what the right questions were in the first place.
Exactly. It's about thinking bigger, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of just being a knowledge worker, you got to be a knowledge orchestrator. You got to learn how to use AI,
yeah,
how to work with it, how to make it work for you. The old way of doing things, it's not going to cut it anymore.
So basically, the traditional career path is dead, but that means we have a chance to create something new.
Exactly. This is an opportunity to redefine what it means to be a professional. It's not about fighting against AI. It's about figuring out how to work with it, how to use it to make ourselves better.
Right. So to wrap this all up, you know, this deep dive, we've talked about how AI is causing this great hollowing out in the middle of the workforce. It's creating this barbell effect where the demand is at the top and the bottom, but not in the middle. And this is changing how careers work, how companies work, how knowledge gets passed down. And there's a real danger of losing all the expertise we need to make good decisions. And this is all happening really fast, so people need to adapt.
But like we said, this isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's a chance to reimagine what work looks like, to focus on the things that make us human, to use AI to make ourselves more creative, more efficient, more effective.
So here's the question we want you to think about. What skills do you need to develop to thrive in this new world? And how can companies help their people make this transition without losing all their valuable knowledge and experience? This is the stuff you need to be thinking about, you know, to navigate this whole new era of work, maybe do some research on what's happening in your specific field.
Yeah, good idea.
This stuff is changing fast, and the people who adapt the quickest, they're going to be the ones who come out on top.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive into the future.